Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Right now, get up to 20% off select online storage solutions. Put heavy-duty HDX totes to good use, protecting what's important to you. The solid, impact-resistant design prevents cracking. And the clear base and sides make items easy to find, even when the totes are stacked. Find select online shelving and tote storage up to 20% off at the Home Depot to organize every room in your home, from your garage to your attic. Visit HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
You mentioned it there in New York. Josheen is staying there as the general manager and will be heading the head coaching search for the New York Giants. I still can't get over the fact that they won in week 18. You had a shot at the number one pick and you won. How? I don't get it. Anyways, this one was a little bit of a surprise to me. I'm surprised New York did not move on, considering they moved on from their head coach as well. Just kind of sort of clear the decks and just start over and just try to find a GM and head coaching, you know, candidate that you believe as an ownership group would work well with Jackson Dart, if that's the road that you want to go down. And it seems like, why wouldn't New York want to go down that road?
Yeah, I think Dart was absolutely good enough as a rookie to warrant, you know, further consideration. Might even be a very good quarterback. I do think he's a specific type of quarterback that won't be for everybody. When we're talking about, hey, it's a really attractive job, and there's a lot of interesting or people that will be interested in this job because of Dart. I do go back and forth on that. I don't think he will be for everybody. But I think somebody who's really sold on him, which seemingly Brian Daboll was one of those guys, but I thought Daboll was a really bad head coach, and I think that needed to happen. And I think the way he behaved with Dart was desperate, to put it kindly.
That's perfect word, by the way. Perfect.
Yeah, everything reeked of desperation. The Dart, Brian Daboll taking his hat off to go into the blue tent like he was visiting a Civil War lieutenant or something. You know, I mean, it reeked of desperation, and the outcome was what it was. I don't know that I love, you know, retaining Joe Shane, and I will be interested to see, you know, what head coach comes in here, because I think I think whoever will take the job will be really invested in Dart and will be really excited to work with Dart. And I do think there's enough pieces here to, you know, consider yourself potentially a turnaround team. Andrew Thomas is one of the best left tackles in the league. He's a difference maker when he's on the field. There's some talent on defense. It was just really poorly coached and really poorly managed by Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator there. But there's some talent on that side of the ball. The two biggest questions, honestly, are from a health standpoint over on the offense. I mean, Malik Nabers yesterday to the game showed up, and he was on a crutch, and was asked about it today.
Still?
Yeah. Yeah. Asked about it today and said, quote, "I had a lot messed up in my knee," when asked why he was walking with a cane yesterday. Matthew Betts, who does some good, he's a physical therapist. He does injury analysis with Fantasy Footballers. He noted something to monitor throughout the offseason for Nabers' ACL plus injury. It's not the norm to still be using a crutch 10 weeks out if it's an isolated ACL injury. That's obviously something to watch this offseason. Same with Cam Scataboo coming back from a major injury. And Scataboo is another guy that I think he's probably not for everybody. You know, I wouldn't just say that a head coach is going to come in here and say, "That's my guy. I'm riding with running back." But he was really, really good as a rookie. So I think those are two like potential building block pieces that you have major health questions about. And then you look at the rest of the offensive depth chart from a skill position standpoint, and that is it.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Wanda Robinson is a free agent this offseason. He might find himself an enticing offer elsewhere.
Yeah.
It's enough already with Darius Slayton, your boy. I'm sorry, but we can't just find our way back to Darius Slayton again this year. The past
it's going
to
happen. It's going to happen.
I know it's going to happen, but it's good, like, enough already.
1 year, 10 milli. Sign me up. Darius Slayton back in New York. That's
He's on a 3 year deal. He signed a 3 year deal last offseason.
Oh my God. He signed a 3 year. I didn't even realize he signed a 3 year deal. That's wild. Okay. That's crazy. I thought he signed a 1 year deal. Okay. 3 year deal. Okay. That's amazing. Incredible. Yeah. I don't know what New York is going to do here. They do have a high draft pick. It's not the number one, but it is still the number five. It should be, there's some enticing prospects there. Certainly in the top five. So I don't know. We'll see what happens here. I will say this too. I don't know. How do you feel like Joe Sheen has done in the first round of their drafts? Like Abdul Carter was kind of like, he's top three pick. I thought it was a good pick. Jackson Dart, they found late in the first round, which is good. Malik Nabers was a home run until he got hurt. Obviously can't really, predict that. They had Kayvon Thibodeau, Deontay Banks, Evan Neal, was okay.
It's getting worse. The more names you keep saying, the worse it's getting.
I know. Kadarius Toney was a first round pick.
That was a Gettleman pick, though. That was.
Yeah.
Right. Neal and Thibodeau was his first draft.
So I will say this about Neal, though. Like everyone was pretty high on Evan Neal. So even though it didn't turn out, it's kind of like hindsight analysis, because like literally every single person was like, oh, Evan Neal's going to be, this guy will be a long time pro. This guy is going to be solid for a long time. And it just obviously not turning out that way.
No, I think there were rumors they tried to trade him at the deadline. I'm like, for what? Thibodeau, I think, has been okay.
Yeah, up and down.
Carter was a little bit disappointing this year, but there was also just some effort questions and like off the field questions about what was going on in the building with him. Neighbors, I don't even want to like really give Joe Sheen credit for. Anybody could have drafted Malik Nabers sixth overall. That isn't like, hell of a find there, buddy. I mean, anybody could have made that pick. So I don't know if I'm giving him credit for that. And he's definitely, he's found some like usable players later on in the draft. Scadaboo this year, Tyron Tracy at running back is obviously like a usable player. Theo Johnson, he needs to get better, but he's a guy that showed some flashes. So I just don't know that it's enough for me to say, hey, like let's not just wipe the slate clean here and keep moving. Even the Jackson Dart thing, I still feel like that was probably more Brian Daboll than Joe Sheen, and I think Joe Sheen is probably now he's doing the desperation clinging on to Jackson Dart, like, no, actually this is my guy and we got to find a coach that can really support him.
No, I mean, you've seen the Twitter videos. I don't know if the people listening have, but the Twitter videos of draft day and Joe making it very clear that this was,
If you guys are convicted.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, it's a collaborative pick. This wasn't his pick. Let's be 100% clear on that. It's like the other thing too. It's like, I thought that Jackson Dart, and I think a lot of people thought that Jackson Dart was taken pretty early at that spot right there, but that's okay. He's shown some flashes here, certainly, I think, in 2025.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.